Hey, welcome, welcome, welcome. It's another edition of the I Am podcast episodes. I am your fearless hostess, Sonia, showing up for you today to talk about expansion. And this is episode 153. It blows my mind every time I say this. It blows my mind that we're sitting at 153 episodes of sharing. Really, that's all I'm doing is I'm sharing a little bit of my life, my thoughts, my perspective with each and every single one of you. So thank you so much for joining me today. Today, as I mentioned, the topic is expansion, and I find it incredibly fitting that this surfaced for me. And I honestly just felt the need to share. You know, expansion is one of those things we really don't think about until we're going through it. 100% until we're going through it. And there are so many different types of expansion. Today we're going to tap in a little bit more to the big picture. You know, like, what is expansion? You know, expansion is actually the process of expanding, which isn't always easy, but it is so worth it. Because every single time we expand our consciousness, we're moving closer to our truer selves. We become more authentic, more connected to the world around us. But most importantly, we start living with purpose and meaning, and our lives become richer and fuller as a result. So before we go too far, you know, just like anything, before starting any journey, you're going to want to identify what you hope to get out of today's experience. It makes a difference when you can set an intention. So it can help you slow down, quiet the chatter in your mind, and relax your body to allow your inner wisdom to speak to you, to see what shines through the most. So do yourself a solid. Let's get grounded for a minute here. Find a quiet place to sit. And we're going to practice the following steps before we get started in today's episode. Gently close your eyes, unless you're driving. Just find your zone if you're driving, but still pay attention to the road. Take 3 deep breaths. Ready? You want to inhale fully and exhale slowly. Perfect. Now think back to what prompted you to listen to today's episode. Pay attention to any silent nudges or places where you might feel uncomfortable as we're going through this. You know, reflect for a moment what it is that expansion means to you. Think about how you might feel in your body if you were to allow yourself to expand fully. Pay attention to these changes in your body and mind and your breathing. Now relax and open your eyes when you're ready. We're about to jump right in. Yes, I did that deep breathing with you. I find it very calming. Although I've already done my morning meditation, I still love breathing. Okay, so on a spiritual level, expansion is the process of accepting new beliefs, ideas, and ways of being in your life. It's about opening yourself up to new possibilities and experiences. It can be scary at times, just like when anything happens that we're not prepared for. But ultimately, it leads to growth and healing. And I don't know about you, but I know I'm always on a journey to expand my growth and to work on my healing. So acceptance is super important, and we want to embrace this before we go too far. Now, acceptance is the ability to accept change, which is an important part of growth. If we're not open to change, we get stuck in our old patterns and our old ways of thinking. How many times have you heard the saying that you cannot do something different based on the same things you've been doing? Right? Let's go back to the definition of insanity, doing the same things over and over and over again, expecting the same results. So if that's what you're doing, expansion is perfect for you right now, because it's going to help you get out of old patterns and into new ways of thinking. Because typically when we don't do that, it prevents us from moving forward in our lives in achieving our goals. So as well, when we're resistant to change, it causes us to suffer more than we need to. You know, we're all got that barrier, that fear of change. We just don't want it anymore. But when you open yourselves up to new possibilities, you allow more for joy and happiness in your lives. And let's be honest, we all want more joy and happiness in our lives. So how can you expand your consciousness? So you first must be willing to release what's no longer serving you. So I'm gonna share a quick little story here. I've been on a mental health, no, it's not true, not a mental health, a healing sabbatical for the last couple months. I think it's been 2 full months now, mid-May or early May, and we're now in mid-July. So all of June and three quarters of May and so far a quarter of July, I've been on a healing sabbatical. And it wasn't until, so part of my process for healing has been doing a lot of rest and a lot of really reading, staring at the sky, daydreaming, and an incredible amount of journaling. And I have been using my oracle cards and my tarot cards to journal throughout this process because that's been helping me think differently. And one of my entries, it came to me through spirit and intuition that every single thing has been cleared out of my path. Everything. What was not serving me got cleared out of my path. So think about that for a second. I went to the hospital with a headache back in May, and I ended up being admitted a couple days later, and I ended up staying there for a week, and I have not been back to my day job since then. I have not been serving clients since then. I've been completely on a healing journey. So whatever I was doing wasn't working. Now, neuralgia is inflammation of nerves, and in my case, it's two different types of nerves in my head. I do see both a doctor and a naturopath to help me with my healing journey, but at the end of the day, God, Allah, whoever you believe in, and you don't even need to put a spiritual or religious person in here, but every single thing was removed with the exception of my family and my friends. I needed them to help me grow and to get through this. As hard as it was for me to leave the hospital with a cane, I mean, you have to imagine, I ran a 5K race a month before and I'm leaving with the cane because I'm so out of it from pain and it's hard to focus. That was intense. That was hard. But the bigger lesson here was all about expansion. Understanding that something wasn't serving me, whether it was my health, my diet, my mindset, my thinking, my job, something in my business, my lifestyle. As much as I am a health and wellness coach, something wasn't serving me. So everything got cleared from my path. I literally have a brand new slate to work with right now. Of course, I'm still showing up for you, but I'm focusing more and more on things that truly bring me joy. And that would not have happened if I did not have the time or the bandwidth to expand on where I was at and to think differently about it. So that's part of my journey. At this point, I have absolutely no problem sharing my journey and my recovery with each and every single one of you. I believe that is how growth happens the most, is when we can align ourselves with somebody that's gone through it before. And if you're open and honest with your clients, they can trust that they're not in this alone and you're not just reading from a textbook. You're not just doing the right things, but you're actually walking the walk. And that is super important. So where am I at now? And, you know, when it comes to expanding your consciousness, it's about understanding not just that things happen for a reason, my path got cleared by any means, but increasing our awareness so we can see beyond our current circumstances. It's about opening our hearts and our minds to new ways of thinking and being. When we do this, we open ourselves up to limitless possibilities. I completely, completely know that the possibilities are limitless. Right now, I might be on a day-by-day momentum. However, the possibilities are still limitless. Now, there's so many ways to expand your consciousness and to open yourself to new. Let's try that again. I don't edit and record these, so you're getting real life moments here. There are so many ways to expand and to open yourself up. You know, and I've put together a bunch of things that you can do to help you with your process. Practicing meditation or mindfulness. You heard me say earlier, I've already meditated, and by journaling, which I know is one of, is another one, keeping a journal. Keeping a journal is huge. You know, if you do play with cards, oracle cards, tarot cards, religious cards, whatever, pay attention to the same messages that come up repeatedly. You know, you can also study different spiritual traditions. You can attend workshops or retreats. Try different forms of therapy. See a naturopath, see a doctor, see a therapist, see a coach. Oh, my favorite, one of my favorites, and this has been part of my healing as well. Spend time in nature and find like-minded people to connect with. So I have a couple thoughts for you here. When was the last time you took time to reflect on your personal thoughts and feelings? When you do that, you can start to see an expansion as something positive instead of something to be afraid of. See, a lot of people are afraid of expansion because it means change and we like to do what we're used to doing, but nothing grows in our comfort zone. Imagine my bandwidth right now. There's so many things up in the air between my job. I mean, I wasn't there for 3 months yet. I know legally you can get rid of anybody within the first 3 months. You know, I did start to work for a company because I came to a valley in my business. And then again, I'm being very transparent here, where everything went on pause for a little bit financially. And that happens. Every business, you have peaks and valleys. But in order to sustain my lifestyle, something had to shift. So I took a job, but the job was not in alignment. And I could tell you that for sure. So sometimes when we are in expansion mode and we're willing to think differently and we're willing to see what is in alignment and what is not in alignment, it changes. It completely changes the way we think, our perception. You know, we can also meditate, focus on something on the present moment, and let go of any fears or worries about the future. So let's be honest, my job may or may not keep me. I can't control that, right? And I don't feel like it's in alignment anyway. All I want to do is grow my business, guys. That's it. So if I can work with you one-on-one, you know, or in a group, or do more public speaking and teaching at the right time, that's exactly what my soul desires. But clearly it needs to be something different, or I would not have hit necessarily a financial valley. Again, life comes with peaks and valleys. There's no judgment. I'm holding space for everybody listening to this that there is no judgment. Because there shouldn't be. This is real. This is real life, real stories, real passions. And then because of the landscape of thinking about finances, I decided to put my rental on the market to find out that there was some turbulence in that area as well. So now I've got my health, my rental, and those finances coming in and trying to sell it so I can have the abundance come through that would bridge the gap for what my future might look like financially. And of course, you know, my job. Those are things I could worry about. I could, and I did, but that's not going to get me anywhere. Worrying about the future, things you cannot control, will not help. But that is something the old me definitely would have done. So what have I done differently? I'm sure you're curious and think I said that wrong, but here's what I've done differently. You know, I've journaled my thoughts. I've released any worries and cares about tomorrow. And even in the past, it's okay. You know, I'm spending so much time in nature, staring at the beauty and the wonder of the world around us. It's helping me feel more connected and at peace, which is exactly where we all need to be. So if you're at all feeling hesitant about expansion, try incorporating some of these calming activities in your life. You might be surprised. You will be surprised with exactly how much they're going to help you. You know, you can sit there in this state of worry and fear and self-judgment and scarcity, but that's not going to help you grow. That's not going to help you get out of where you're at right now. Because no matter where you're at on your journey, expanding your consciousness is a process that can lead to growth and healing. 100%. By opening yourself up to new beliefs, ideas, and expansions, you, my friend, you allow for more joy and happiness into your life. And there are so many ways to expand your consciousness. So my thought for you is to find out what works best for you and honestly start exploring. Start exploring the different paths. Start exploring the different routes. You know, start with accepting where you're at and realize that you won't change with where you're at right now. So if something's not working, your health, your finances, your body shape, which boils down to health, you know, nothing is going to change until you do something. You do something differently. Because when you expand, the field of possibilities expand with you. So I put together a couple points here, a couple of closing points here. I really want you to let these sink in, which is why we're going to do a couple deep breaths again. Ready? In and release slowly. Perfect. One more time. Release slowly. The first thing, speak your truth. Whatever there is to say, say it. State your desires out loud. Communicate your feelings. Tell your story like I just did. You know, and when you hold your truth within you, your authentic self collapses. You know, we need to be sharing these messages so we can love and support each other. Open your heart. And when I say open your heart, friends, I mean literally and figuratively. Roll your shoulders back and down. Inhale and exhale like we did earlier. Focus your attention to the center of your chest. Let yourself feel desire. Let yourself feel love. Let yourself be vulnerable. And when you close your heart, you disconnect altogether from life. Play, dream, imagine, spend time doing nothing. Oh, I did a lot of that. Spend time creating for the sake of creating and not for production. Let your mind wander. What are some of your favorite, and I'd love to hear from you all, what are some of your favorite ways of playing, dreaming, imagining? You know, I shared how much I like to journal. I also paint and I color. When I was in the hospital, I did some coloring on some paper because that's all I had. But I like to paint rocks, and I think I'm going to just work on some canvas painting just to clear my mind, just to let whatever's in my mind go. So nothing structured at all. Just some canvases and some paintbrushes and see what happens. And let my mind wander. You know, take one small step forward and another after that. Slow motion, my friends, is still movement. At the end of the day, you're not going to realize the progress you've made until you look back. So when you take those small steps day in, day out towards expansion, there's going to be incredible growth in your life. And more importantly, breathe. You know, breathe like we did a couple times today. Your life is your art. Have fun creating. Be in the moment. Be in awe. And in case you didn't know, I am accepting one-on-one coaching clients. So if you are ready to design the next chapter of your life, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you paint that beautiful rainbow and conquer every single thing that you want to conquer as you design your life your way. Thank you so much for chiming into today's episode. I know it's short and sweet, just like me. I'm 5'4", but they teased me at the dinner table the other day, calling me 5'2". I cringed. Okay, guys, I am here to support you on your health and wellness journey every step along the way. Definitely take a look at the link that I will post here, the link in my bio, my link tree. You can always pop into freshapproachfitness.com to learn a little bit more about me and how I can support you on designing your life your way and how it starts with expansion. Sending you so much love and joy today. Mwah.